The neurologist Oliver Sacks wrote that nostalgia is about a fantasy that never takes place. For essayist Maria Lisa Calta, this is never more true than at the holidays.
In the Christmas of our dreams, a Lionel train chugs round the tree. There's a new pony out back, and an elaborate gingerbread house dominates the dining room table. But we're grown-ups now. We know the train will lose its fascination, and frankly, there's no room for a pony. But the gingerbread house, ah, that we think we can do. This is the only explanation I can offer as to why otherwise sane adults take on the construction of a miniature three-story Victorian manse, complete with gables and cupola, using cookie dough as their medium. For helpers, they choose small, sugar-crazed children. I succumbed about 18 years ago, when my older daughter was nearly three. The model for my first attempt was a real Hansel and Gretel extravaganza featured in a magazine. It had spun sugar windows and a wraparound porch. It had window boxes. What a mother-daughter project, I thought. And then spent several days neglecting my daughter while I cut out templates and baked inedible dough. Hannah, until then a relative stranger to the joys of refined sugar, took one look at the candy I had stockpiled for decorations and dug in, finally running laps around the kitchen until she collapsed. I persevered, alone. The pieces didn't exactly fit together, but I found that by using globs of icing, I could get the sides to stand up. The roof, weighted with gumdrops and candy hearts, kept sliding off. I downsized. Forget the cupola and the porch. Goodbye, window boxes. Late that night, I admitted defeat. Icing had hardened on my eyebrows, and jujubes were stuck in my hair. Christmas dreams die hard. Fortunately, I found the answer to mine in a wonderful cookbook by Lorraine Bodger called The Christmas Kitchen. The recipe is for miniature houses. The sides stand up. The roofs don't slide off. My daughters and I have been making them for at least 15 years. This year, I had to wait for both of them to return from college to carry on the tradition. And it pleases me to think that when they are older and get nostalgic at the holidays, they can think back to a fantasy that was real.
Essayist Maria Lisa Calta.